Welcome to the Tzorba Mirabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Rosner. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Rosner learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years. Tzorba volumes are available for purchase worldwide on Amazon. And to learn more about Tzorba, or for those in Eretz Yisrael looking to purchase volumes, please head over to tzorbaolami.com. For more information, see the description below. And now, Rabbi Shalom Rosner.
Okay, here we go with the Malacha of Lush. We are in volume number 19 of the Tzorba Mirabanan series, the Lax Family Edition, and the Aaron Family Volume. We're up to Shir Gimel in the volume, page 113, the Malacha of Lush. We've discussed Borer a couple of shirim. We discussed Tochein in the last shir, grinding. And now we talk about Lush. Lush is kind of the opposite of Tochein. Tochein, if you remember, was grinding something, taking one item, one unit, and breaking it into small pieces. Lush is kind of the opposite. Lush, kneading, where I take a number of separate independent pieces and put them all together through a liquid medium. That is the Malacha of Lush. If you look on page number 13, the creation of a mixture of two or more substances to form one unit, right? It was done in the Mishkan, the creation of the curtains to make the dyes for the Mishkan. So we'll discuss some of the nitty-gritty background to Lush, and this comes up when making cereal for a, for a child, making tuna fish, making egg salad, any of the like. We're going to see that Lush does not have the limit of Gidule Karka, as we saw in the Malach of Tochein. Ain't Tochein Ela Gidule Karka, and therefore Tochein does not apply to eggs or the like, only items that grow from the ground. But Lush doesn't have such a limit, as we will see. So Lush, in general, if one thinks about it, really consists of two stages. One stage of the modern kneading, right? And one is when you add the water to the flour. That's stage number one. So right when I do that, there is some type of binding that starts. The question is that the Malacha of Lush? Is that enough for the Din D'Oraisa of I added the liquid, I didn't actively knead it, but is that enough? That's stage number one. And stage number two is the actual kneading. Kneading the water and the flour together by hand. So what is the Lush midaraisa? So l'chora, for sure, the second stage. That's what we call kneading, when I am mixing the flour and the liquid together. But what about stage number one? So that, as we will see, is a machlokas tanoim. And a machlokas rishonim, how we paskin based on that machlokas tanoim. The Mishnah says in Shabbos, in the 24th parak, parak of Dalad Mishnah Gimel, source number one, you have it there on page 113. Vinosnin mayim lemursan. A person is allowed to add water to bran on Shabbos, avalo govlin, but you can't knead it. You can't knead it. So you would be able to do stage one, what we call of kneading, but not stage two. So the Gemara says, really, this is a machlokas tanaim, and the Mishnah, who says it's mutter, stage one, is the shita of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter. Kneading is only active kneading, what we call stage two. But stage one, just adding the liquid to the salad, is not Aser d'oraisa, and maybe it's even mutter, says the Mishnah. Amar Abaye, the Gemara tells us, Amrite kami demar, masni son mani, who is the Mishnah like that says you are allowed to add liquid to a solid? V'amar li, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, titanya, because the Braisa says, echad nosin es hakamach, v'echad nosin l'tocho mayim. If somebody has flour and water, Ha'achron chayat divi Rebbe. Rebbe says, you add the water, whatever you put in, that's going to be chayat. Rebbe Yudan Asi Shita, Rebbe holds, even stage one is Asa Daraisa. Because that already starts the binding process. Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda, Omer Eino Chayav Ad Sheyigabel. Rebbe Yehuda says, no, not until you actively need are you going to be chayiv. And that's the shita of the Mishnah. The Mishnah there in the 24th parak of Shabbos holds like Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda. Who do we paskin like? Rebbe Yehuda is more meko. He says only stage two. What about stage one? So the riff says, since the Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah in Shabbos, is like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, it must be we paskin that way. And that's where the Rush paskins, that's where the Rambam paskins, and many other Rishonim, and that seems to be Me'ikar Adin. We'll see other Rishonim, but we'll see later on, Be'ezus Hashem, that there are certain, sometimes we'll see, well, we could be Meiko, because Me'ikar Adin, we paskin like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who says that kneading is only stage two. If you look in the Rif says on in Daf Samach Zayin and Beis Nadafia Rif now page 114. Umi dekamar tzartzina and aliyah Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Shema mina dehilchas kavasei. We pasken like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Adding liquid to solid is not aser de oraisa. We'll see according to others, the Bir Alach and other achronim. Even Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda might say it's aser midirabanan. But it's such not aser de oraisa. But it's going to make a difference whether something is de oraisa or not. If you look in the Sefer Yireya. Rabbi Elazar ben Metz, excuse me, Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, Rebbe of many of the great Ashkenazic Rishonim, the Mordechai, the Sefer HaTruma, says the Sefer Yireyim, which is organized like a Sefer HaMitzvos, but he has a lot of halacha in there too. So he says, we paskin like Rebbe when he's against one other person. Halacha k'Rebbe mechaveiro velo mechaveirov. So here too, just adding a little bit of water onto flour would be a problem. Mida araisa, and that is Shitas Rebbe. Says the Yireyim, halosh, tolda nesinas mayim below tarovas kli. Adding liquid, adding water to a solid. Ketan mechashach Shabbos. And he goes to machlokes that we'll get to. Between Mesham v'shilo, but adding dye to a liquid before Shabbos. But you can't do it on Shabbos. You can't even add dye to water. That Mishnah that we saw, 24th parak, is only Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. It's a singular shita. And the halacha is that Rebbe beats when he argues an individual. And Beisham Yisila argue within Rebbe Shita in the first parak. So, major machlokas Rishonim about this machlokas Tanaim, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins quotes both opinions. Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chav Dalet, Sif Gimel, source number 5. Ein Govlin Mursan, Libbehema, Ola Tarnagolim. One is not allowed to knead together. One wants to feed their animals on Shabbos to make the bran. Aval Nosim Bomayim, you can't put liquid in, just pour the liquid in. And that's okay for the animals. Yesh Ostrin, Litimayim, Agabe, Mursim, B'Shabbos, and some say it's also even just to do that, like the Shita of Rebbe. V'ayin La'el, Simin, Shin Chaf Aleph, Sif, Tes Yudvav. Excuse me, Gabishum V'Chardal, Ketzenogim. So the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. The Mishnah Berurah says that when the Rama says, Ayin La'el, he's saying that. He's saying that the Ashkenazi custom is to be machmir. The Mishnah Berurah notes that there in Shin Chav Dalet. Ritzono lomar d'sham nisbar d'nogim lahachmir kisvara svaras balatshuma. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. The Rama says we're machmir. So what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Which one would we paskin like? So often the rule is if the Shulchan Aruch quotes one stam deya and the second one as a yesh Osrim, so that would indicate that we pass on the first opinion. And that's what Rav Avadi Yosef says, that one can be lenient me'ikar adin because the second view is set as a yesh omrim. But Rav Tzion Abba Shaul says no. The second view, though, holds that it's an issa daraisa. The second view says that even just adding liquid, maybe we should be machmer like Rebbe Shita. So if the second opinion is a potential issa daraisa, then even Svardim, says Rebbe Tzion Abba Shaul, should be machmer. That's what he says in Shuvas Ur Letzion, source number 7. Kivan Shalada Sefer Atruma, Va'od Rishonim, Aser Minatora Bechol Ofan. It's Aser. Umaran Hevi Devram Sham Besif Tesva, B'Shem Yesh Omrim. And the Shulchan Aruch does quote that opinion of the Isser Daraisa. Ula Devrayim Lomahani Shinui. We'll get to that. Ein Lahakel Lechadchila V'Lismach Adasa Rambam. Don't rely on the Rambam, and the Rif, and the Rush, who all, even though they're the major poskim, even though they all paskin like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Lekula, but because the other day is the Chumra, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, one should be Machmir. And therefore, says the Shmir Shabbos, Halach Halamaisa, one may not pour liquid onto food or food into liquid. Right, if they're going to start sticking together on their own accord, as we said, that's the svara of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, that it already starts connecting. Even if I didn't do anything, but we'll see if it was made before Shabbos, then I'm allowed to add more liquid and mix it. Adding more liquid to a mixture already, that's the opposite of lush. That's diluting it more, and I'm allowed to mix it. Shnei Chomrim, says the Shmir Shabbos, Rav Neuwirth. Shnei Chomrim, Shenis Arbavu V'Nidbeku Lefnei Shabbos. If somebody already added liquid to a salad, there's a mixture from before Shabbos, Mutter lahosav aleihem masha, I could add liquid, because that's the opposite. That's thinning. That's diluting. V'gam la'arbev osam kirugim osachol. And also to mix it up. To mix it up, because again, I'm ultimately going from a thicker to a thinner mixture, and that's allowed. V'ein bazeh mishim isser lisha. But not to do it so strongly, just benachas. V'lachein, chemas botnim, shenifra mimena shuman. Or if it's, right, in the factory it was made. Let's say somebody has peanut butter, and some of the oil of the peanut butter rose to the top. And when you serve the peanut butter, you want to serve it together. You are allowed to mix that together, because that's already mixed from before Shabbos. V'hutzaf al paneha, mutter lashuv la'arbeva b'Shabbos. One is allowed to mix that in on Shabbos. V'gam mutter la'arbeva mitzvah chadoma k'dei shedalula. One can make it more diluted. Aval asur lahosif aleha chomrim acherim. One can add in new solid, because then it's going to make it thicker, and that's the malacha of lush. The Panini Halacha just ends off by saying that, and this is what others say as well, if one makes a mixture, but there are solid independent pieces that are clearly there, but it's not really connected, somebody makes an Israeli salad on Shabbos with oil poured onto the Israeli salad. Is that going to be the malacha of lush? We discussed Tochin about how finely and small you could cut the pieces, but that's not lush. They're not connected. They're separate, independent pieces of vegetables, says the Panini Halacha. Or klal tzarach ladas. There's no lush when the pieces are independent. Malacha zalisha hi malacha shemagabesha says achomer hayavesh. It's the malacha that puts together and unifies the dried pieces. Sheyeh melucha, that they will be connected together. Aval imachomer hayavesh mispazer b'chomer hanozli ein bazel lush. If it's just in a liquid like oil, so then that wouldn't be the malacha of lush, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah also says adding liquid to a salad, pouring a dressing onto salad, is not going to be lush. As we'll see later, also there are other examples of this. Coleslaw, as we'll see, that's another example that's not lush. You see each piece independently. Ubiyera kanikra shlatin, says the Mishnah Berurah in ladaktik b'cholze kivin shein chotchenoso dak. That is step number one of lush. I'll just add also similar. I mean, we'll get to it later, but I'll mention once we're talking about the Yesodos, you know, let's wait. Let's wait with that. That gets into the thickness of the mixture, which we will see. So, category number one, Machlokas Tanoim, Machlokas Rishonim, about that Machlokas Tanoim, what we paskin, different stages. Next, there are types of mixtures, as we start on page 118, that gets a little tricky. What happens if there are types of mixtures that are not mixable? Like, even if you mix it all together, it's not mixable. It's not going to become a unit. So is that subject to lush? Is that not subject to lush? So let's see. There are a number of shitas here that we will go through, and then hopefully afterwards we'll be able to talk lamaisa about how it is. So the Mishnah tells us in Masechta Shabbos in the first parak that there is a machlokas tanoim b'shama beis Hillel about whether one is allowed to leave ink to soak over Shabbos, and the context there is because it's going to, that your kli is going to be doing malacha for you on Shabbos. Even though you put it in before Shabbos, that gets into shvisas kalim, right? I'm going to be dying something on Shabbos. But the Gemara, that's the machlokas b'shama beis Hillel. B'shama says in the first parak, b'shama omrim, source number 11, ein shorin diyovis samamanim v'charshinim. Ela kadesh yeshu mi bod yom, it has to be done beforehand on Friday. It has to be soaked and colored. And Beisila says it's mutter. But it's pretty clear from the Gemara that you can't do this on Shabbos. The machlokas is, if it's done before Shabbos, could you leave it? And the issue is shvisas kalim. Can your kli do it for you on Shabbos? Beishamai, no. Beisila, yes. Because we paskin, there's no isser shvisas kalim. But everybody would agree that you can't do this on Shabbos. Why not? What will be an issue of soaking the ink on Shabbos? That's the question. Machlokes, Reb Yosef and Abaya. So this is Machlokes, Reb Yosef and Abaya about this Mishnah. This Mishnah that everybody seems to assume that it would be usur, adding water to ink without any additional action. Right? That would be soaking and that would be usur on Shabbos. Mantana. Nesinas Mayim L'Dio Zui Shviyasan. So the first opinion of Yosef says this must be Rebbe Shita. Rebbe, who holds that even just adding the liquid to the flour. Stage one of lush. Rebbe holds that's Aser D'Oraisa, and so too here. Adding ink to the water is going to be, and soaking it is going to be Aser. Rebbe hi detanya echanosin es hakemach vechanosin es hamayim ha'achron chayev divrei Rebbe. We're assuming this ink also is not just coloring like making tea, because as we're going to see, that's not lush if it's not thick at all. But that's Rabbi Yosef Shita. Rabbi Yosef says it's like the mission is according to Rabbi and Rabbi Yosi Omer. That's Echanos says Rabbi Yosef Omer. That's Rabbi Yosef. Abaya argues. Abaya says, sorry, in this case, is Rabbi Yosi going to say? Rabbi Yosi is going to say here that it is allowed. Amalei Abayel Dilma Ad Kalan Kamer Rabbi Yosi. When does Rabbi Yosi say it's allowed to just add the liquid only by something that is kneadable? Ela bekemach de bar gibo, by flour which can be kneaded. So there, that is putter by stage one and only chayev by stage two. Aval diyo de lav bar gibo, but ink which cannot be kneaded, so then maybe soaking, that's the whole malacha. And therefore, maybe even Rabbi Yosef Yehuda would agree that one should be chayiv. One should be chayiv in this case. The Gemara then rejects that. Lo salkadaitach, it can't be. Because you see, Rabbi Yosef says the shita even by afer, by ashes, which is not kneadable, with a K. And the Gemara ends up by saying, no, maybe that ashes, that afer in that brisa means afer, and not dirt, which is kneadable and not afer. So the Gemara goes back and forth, and it's not clear at the end, lamaisa, which opinion should be accepted, la halacha, in terms of something that is not kneadable. So what do we say in that case? The Rambam says, lakula. The Rambam says the malacha of lush does not apply to ashes, something that is not, again, if I take ashes and I mix it in liquid, it's not going to connect and bind. So ashes, bran, and other substances, even if one tries to knead them, not a problem. The Rambam, Hilcha Shabbos Ches Tezayin, source number 13, page number 119. Ve'ein gibo be'efer, ve'lo b'chol agas, ve'lo b'mursan, ve'lo chayotze b'hen. That's the Rambam's Mako Shita, meaning even the Shita of Abaya. What did Abaya say? If it's not kneadable, then everybody would agree, chayiv. The Rambam says, no, if it's not kneadable, everyone would agree, mutter. And in the footnotes, it points out here, it's probably based on a Gemara in Beitza on Daf Lamed Beis. The Ravid assumes that the Rambam made a mistake. The Rambam's like, what are you talking about? It's mamish against the Gemara. The Gemara says if it's not kneadable, then everybody would agree. Even Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would agree, chayef, because that's all, that's its binding. While the Ravid says, no, the Gemara never said that the ash cannot be kneaded. Rather, it does not need to be kneaded. So the Ravid argues, other Rishonim are machalik between something that's not needed to be needed. Something is that needed, N-E-E-D, to be needed, K-N-E-A-D. Something that doesn't need to be needed, and something that needing won't even help it. Won't even help it. Meaning, does it bind automatically, or does it never bind even if you tried? By the former, maybe that's what the Gemara is talking about. And by the latter, maybe that's the Rambam. That's what the Tosas Rid, how the Tosas Rid is Machali. Because after all, Tosas Rid says, what's the source of kneading? What's the source of kneading in the Mishkan? As we just said, that's by the ink. That's by the ink. The Rambam doesn't say that that's not going to be Chayev. That's the classic case from the Mishkan. The Rambam says by Efer and Chol Agas, by those that are not kneadable even if you tried. So that's where the Rambam would say mutter. But somebody that is doesn't even need the kneading because it binds automatically, so that would be a problem. That's what the Tosfos Rid says. If you look here in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Hei, in the next source. V'lo domi l'gibol didio v'samamanim. Damrina lav gibol hu. That's not gibol. De l'gibol mursan. L'gibol mursan. De labar gibol hu. De bevada b'gibol de mursan. The gibol of the bran. Lekachi of chatos. Shein derech olam l'gavlo. That's not, you try to knead it together and it just doesn't connect. It doesn't unify. Avol diyo. But if you have these herbs that are in the water, afal pi shein derech ha'olam l'gavla bishriyaso, even though it's not the derech ha'olam to be megabel, ikachi evchatas. That was what was done in the Mishkan, and there is binding that happens. Right? And he says again, the Shnei Mini Gibulim. There are two types. Him Gibul HaKemach, Kdelasos Isa, V'chayotzebo. Right? That's the to make a mixture like flour and dough, and that's the number one. And then the other type of kneading ink and dyes is to soak them to give color to the water, and one doesn't normally knead them into dough. Okay, that's the chiluk. The Bir Halacha summarizes this also, and he says that lush does not apply to substances that cannot be kneaded, like afer, like the Rambam says. And the other sheet, like the Ravid sheet, is that maybe if you do this, even just adding water to them would be chayiv de oraisa. The Chazon Ish is not convinced of that machmir shita of the Ravid. But either way, this is all some of the background to lush and the different materials, right? Most of what we're going to be talking about, lamaisa, are items that are needable, that they do combine when you add the liquid medium. There is an interesting discussion. What about, is there lush, and this is all background, and we'll get to the lamaisa cases, even though this is a lamaisa case. What about lush in a fruit's own natural juices, right? What about mashing a banana? What about mashing an avocado? So we spoke about the mashing part of it in tochein. In tochein, in grinding, is mashing the normal way of grinding. But what about regarding the lush part of it? There's liquids. That's part of its natural. So does lush require external addition of a liquid or even a vegetable in its own liquids? So says the Chazon Ish in Simen Nun Ches on page number 123 now, in Source 18. Yesh la'ayin peros ha'nidbakin l'gush achad. Ayadei risukan, avocado, any of these, it connects to each other based on its own liquids. Osha sharfan maruba, its liquid is a lot. Acha misarvin kugush echad. Im yesh berisukan mishum lush is crushing it, mashing it, and now it's going to bind together. Is there lush there? Lechora. Kivan de bein nosin latochan mashke bein nosin latochan meperes chashiv lush ki nosin latochan mayim shal asmanami. So maybe it should be a problem. There's liquid here; it's bound together with the liquid, so it should be a problem. The efshar, but then says the Chazon Ish, maybe not. De ein suras lisha ela benosin mashke ladavar hayavish. Lisha means you take liquid, you take solid, you put it together. That's the malacha of lush. But where you just mush something together by itself without adding anything external. Aval, kirisei peire, avshu mizdabig b'meimav, even if it's connected to its own juices, lav shem lush alav v'cheinira, says the Chazon Ish, I don't think that would be a problem. Rav Moshe Feinstein also assumes that it's not a problem in Aruch Chaim. Rav Shlomo Zalman is not as convinced of it, but it seems that then a number of the achronim are mekel. Next yesod, right? We're doing all the yesodos of lush. Number one, we spoke about when is lush? Just adding the liquid to the solid together or only actual kneading it? Number one. Number two, we just spoke about different types of substances that are mixed in. Number three issue, different types of mixtures. And this gets into nitty-gritty lush. There's two types of mixtures, as we'll see. Blila ava and blila racha. As we will see, thick mixtures and thin mixtures, different types of mixtures. We will see also in this section that shinui could play a role by lush. Even though, as we have said, usually shinui, doing something in an unusual way, just knocks a malacha down from a daraisa to a darabanan, but in certain malachos, shinui removes the entire tsura of the malacha and it becomes mutter, not just darabanan. Because remember, a shinui is not malachas machsheves. I didn't do it in a professional way. So sometimes Chazal could say that even though usually shini is a derabanan, but if I don't do it in a professional way, maybe this isn't even the malacha. So writing in an unusual way, we assume that's the malacha midrabanan because it's close enough to writing. But as we'll see by lush, if there's different types of shinuyim, a shinui could undermine the entire tsura of the malacha. So one of the factors that whether shini works or not in that case is the level of thickness of the mixture. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about kneading roasted flour or other types of a grain product called a shatis. Gemara Shabbos, Kufrin Hey, Kufrin Vav, source 19. Tanur Rabbanan in Govlin as a keli v'yishomer Govlin. Machlokes, whether we need the keli. Man yishomer of Chazer v'ezer v'yehudahi. As we said, Rabbi Zev Yehuda is the one that says that you're allowed to. The one that says you're allowed to just add the liquid. V'hani mili huda mishani. As long as a shinui is done. Shinui is done. Hechi mishani. Amar v'chizda. Al yad. Small amounts. That's a little difficult to put our finger on because what's small? What's the usual amount and what's small? We'll see. V'shavin shabokshin as hashasis b'shabbos. But everybody agrees that one is allowed to mix the shatis on Shabbos. V'shosin zesim amitzri. Vatanya in Govlin. Some say you can't. Lokasha habe ave habe racha v'han milihu d'mishani. Thick or thin? How thick is the mixture that comes out? Right? If somebody is making iced tea on Shabbos, there's no lush there. You put powder in because it ends up being a liquid. That's not even belila racha. That's not a softer, pourable mixture. That's nothing. That's liquid. There's no lush by liquid. But within solids, there's blila of a blila racha. We're going to talk about this maybe in the future when we discuss the malacha of mimachik, mimareach. Also, there's a chilik between thick and thin mixtures. But the Gemara says here that by a certain types of mixtures, we would say, even according to Rebbe, let's say, by a thin mixture, racha, a soft mixture, a thin mixture, one could do a shinui. What's a shinui? Hechi mishani. So Rav Yosef says shinui is the order of what you put in the bowl. What do you put in the bowl first? Normally, flip it. Put the other thing in the bowl first, and that is a shinui for at least stage one of the malacha. Right? Because Rebbe holds that the stage one of Lisha, just adding the liquid, the salt together, that is the malacha of Lash. So doing a shinui in that stage would be enough for Shitas Rebbe. Amar Rav Yosef, b'chol noser es hachometz, v'chachar noser es hashasis. On weekday, first you put in the vinegar, and then the shasis. B'shabes, flip it, noser es hashasis, v'chachar noser es hachometz. Put in the solid first, that's a shinui. Because the normal way of doing things in the days of the Gemara was putting in the liquid first. So l'maisa, the Gemara says there are two kulas here. According to the first line, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, then needing a small amount. A little bit is mutter, and there is namachalik between Palila of Ebelila Racha. Sounds like small amount is always mutter. We're just not going to know what small amount is. That's the problem. And according to Rabbi Yossi, according to the second view, which is not limited to Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yehuda, if I have Belila Racha, a softer mixture, and I flip the order of the ingredients, that would be allowed. There's a lumdis why that is. Rashi says there in Shabbos, Kufnun and Vav, Belila Ava is the only malacha of lush. Lush means thick. Thick mixture, like a dough. But Belila Racha, Rashi says, ain zu lisha. That's not lisha. There's no lisha, according to, even according to Rebbe, that it is Aser Daraisa, even stage one, but it's only if it's going to end up being a thick mixture. The Rambam seems to have a different way of understanding it, but we'll leave that for now. Trumas Hadeshen, Rabbi Yisrael Isserlin, teaches us another type of shinui. The Gemara mentions the shinui of the order of what you put in into the bowl. But the Trumas Hadeshen says, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, lush is violated by stage two, by kneading. The first stage is not lush yet, right? So you need to make a shinui in the lush. Remember, Meikar Adin, Rambam, Rif, Rush, Pasal like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. The real lush is the actual kneading. So it says that you have to do a shinui in the actual kneading, and that is in the stirring itself, not just the order of how you put the ingredients into the bowl. How do you do that? So maybe, usually, how do you stir? You have a spoon and you go around and around. So what's a way that you could do a shinui? You don't use anything. You just take the bowl and you shake it. You shake the bowl. So that is a shinui, or you do it with your finger. Do it with your finger. Both of those are shinuyim. Says the Trumas Hadeshen. Again, as I mentioned, Trumas Hadeshen, Rabbi Yisrael Isserlin, almost every one of his shuvas is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. He's one of the major bases of minhagei Ashkenaz, but also a lot of his shuvas are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Remember, he didn't write. He wrote his shuvas. He wasn't asked them. He wrote it in question and answer form. Very important shuvas. Says the Trumas Hadeshen, 22. Nira da'afilu biblila racha. Even in the soft, in the less chamor type of mixture. You can't just do flip the order. You have to mix it in an unusual way. The aliba demanda amar de sidas bayim lochash of gibol, because according to the opinion that just putting in the water, it's not considered gibol. Imkein lo mahani to avit shini ben sidas bachal tchila. It doesn't matter if we pass on like Rebbe Yehuda Meikar Adin, only stage two is lush. So what difference does it make? What happens at stage one? It's like if you walked into your house with the food backwards. Who cares? That's not lush yet. So too, just the switching the order of the ingredients in the bowl, it's not lush yet. That's too early. So the Truma Sedeshin says you have to do it in a, you have to have a shinui in the actual mixing stage. Lo mahani to avin shinui b'nisiyas b'achal. Deakati lo avin malachat shiagabel b'nin shinui b'gibul. You need shinui in the gibul itself, and that's what the Ramah says. The Ramah quotes the Truma Sedeshin, not just switching the order, but switching the Gibel itself. V'im says the Ramah, Shin Chaf Aleph Sifte Zayin, Source 23, V'im no sin ha'ochel t'chilo v'yachar kach ha'chometz, one shinui. You put in the ochel first, because remember in the days of the Gemara, putting in the liquid first in, that was normal. So put the salin in first, and then the chometz. O ayayin o ma'arbevo be'etzbo, and you mix it with your finger. Shari davishini kamosha b'shtisa la'el. That is a shinoi. Remember, the Shulchan Aruch does not quote this shinoi. The Shmir Shabbos, before that, the Drisha suggests that the Shulchan Aruch does not agree, and he said the Rif and the Rambam do not require any type of shinoi alteration in the stirring. So interesting, even though they say that real daraisa lash is only stage two, but even a stage one shinoi, there would also still be an effect of that as you are stirring. So summing up, the Shmir Shabbos sums up here in Paraches, source 24, the Belila Ava. Belila Ava, a thick type of mixture that ends up with like oatmeal, very thick, or children's cereal that's very thick. Also, Lahakan B'Shabbos, that's an Issur D'Oraisa, V'gam Belila Racha. And even Belila Racha, Asru Chacham Lachir B'Shabbos, Midrabanan. One shouldn't make that on Shabbos. Avalatir Chacham Lachin Belila Racha. But one can make the more liquidy. We'll define that a little bit better by the Shem soon. One can make that on Shabbos if one does this Shinuyim. So the Shmir Shabbos says, in here we are in Source 24, that one work should require Lachachilah the two Shinuyim. Yishana es seder nesinas achamrim. Number one, to switch the order of what you put in. Klomar im biyamos acholu ragali tenas amashke. If on a weekday you usually put in the liquid first, o achomer amechil mashke b'toch chomer yavesh, or you put it in as a yafoch es seder b'shabes. Switch it. Switch whatever you put in. Do the opposite here. V'chein lahefech. O mikom akom yachbel litinas kol amashke b'chomer yavesh b'vasachas. But put it all in right away in one shvicha. So again. Try, we're assuming now, Belila Racha, which is the Belila Aveh, the thicker one, one should never try to do, unless we'll get to Tzara Gadol. But Belila Racha, if it's more liquidy, so then that's at most a Durabanan, and therefore one could do one of the Shinuyim. But the Shmir Shabbos is noting here, when you're pouring in the liquid, you should do it all at once. If one pours it in little by little, so then at the beginning it's thick. It's thick before you get more and more liquid. So you should pour it in right away. Pour it in right away. V'lo yafsik b'sha shvicha v'ukadesha ha-blila tehe racha b'tchiles asiyasa. So the blila is a racha even at the beginning. And number two, yeshaneh ba'ofan ha-bechisha. And number two, how you mix. So how do you mix? As we said, either shake the whole thing or do it with a finger. Or, as we'll see, there's another example of shesi and arev, which means not a circle, but go one way and then the other way and then one way and then the other way. And the Chazon Ish says, take out the spoon each time. Yishana ba'ofan ha'bechisha. Klomer shi'yivachish pe'etzboi de ne'anua kli. Hayahachrach livchosh be'kli. Yavirano derech tarove shesi va'arev. Mix it shesi and arev. Vafilu kama pa'amim v'tov, and it's better because if you don't take out the spoon, whatever you're mixing it with, then you're going to go a circle to get back to the shesi and the arif. So that's why it's better, says the Shmir Shabbos, shiotzienu min ha'taroves ben ha'shesi va'arif. Take it out between each time. Ramosha Levi here in the Menuchas Ava says it's okay to have one shinui. You don't need both shinui. But again, Lachan Chila wants to try to do both shinui. Again, Lamaska, if you want to already put it in and it's ready mixing, okay, then do the second shinui if possible. What happens if you're not sure about the specific order, or there is no specific order? You don't know what's put in first. There's no specific order. The Taz has a Chumra Gedola. The Taz says, okay, you're stuck. If there's no clear Shinui, then you can't do it. No Shinui is possible. That's the Taz. Here in Arachayim Shin Chafalov, amazing Chumra. Says, because it has to be clear that it's a Shinui, and because it's not clear what the normal is, so then there's not going to be any Shinui. But Kemach Shal Matzah, Ein Derech Yadua. Manos in Tchila Bachol, Kedei Leida Mahu Ashinui, Al Kain says the Taz Aser B'Shabes Bachol Gavni, Sherotze La'arev B'Sakin O B'Kafa Kema Shamate, you're stuck. That's the Chumra of the Taz. Achron in the Mishnah Berurah says, no, that's hard to believe. There has to be a Shinui, so if you're not sure, go by the Shinui of the Gemara. Remember the Gemara says they always put in the liquid first, so put in the solid first. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that from Eliyahu Rabbah and the Chok Yaakov. Just do the order prescribed by the Gemara, putting in the solid first, says the Mishnah Berurah. Eliyahu Rabbah Kasef Demen Yadua Yasa Shini Demefarish BeGemara Shitei Machal Tchila VeAchar Kacha Mashke. If you're not sure if there is no regular order, then put in the liquid first. That is the chilek. Okay. Says the final point here. What's thick? What's thin? What's racha? What's oven? So we know, for example, in Hilchas Brachos, Rach and Oved, there's a chilukim. If it's drinkable, so then that's shahakol. If it's not drinkable, if it's thicker, if you have it like a soup, a thick soup, that's going to be make the brach of Hadama or whatever type of soup it is. So are those rules also applicable to Hilchos Lush? That's a machlokes achronim. The Chazon Ish says no. The Chazon Ish says no. It goes by whether it is pourable or not. If it is pourable, even if it's thick, that's going to be Belila Racha. That's more of a kula. That's more of a kula. It's already Belila Racha if it's pourable, says the Chazon Ish here in Aruch Chaim, page source number 28, Nira. Deracha Hainu Denishpach Venirok. Avalakati Ein Gush Velonoza. Liquidy, that's not racha. Liquid is liquid. That's the lush is in shayach by liquid. Avalamamayim merubim, vehein rakamayim achurim, if it's dirty water, ain't no klal b'shem lush, that's not lush. Miyum nishkayin b'shuli akadera umis akvin, maybe if it's, you have a bunch of, on the bottom of the liquid, maybe that could be lush there, but that's din racha. And that's what most assume, like the Chazon Ish, the Aruch HaShabbos, and the Rav Ribiyad, and elsewhere, and others. The Menuchas Ava here, the Rav Moshe Levi, paskens like a Kosa Shulchan. No, maybe it's similar. Maybe it goes by liquidy. It's hard to know then. If that's Blila Racha, then what's liquid? Mamish liquid is going to be, you know, has to be drinkable. They seem to say similar to Hilchos Brachos. That's a little tricky. Okay, b'makam tsarech, leniencies in case of need, you have in the next section on page 131. Makam tsarech. So we saw that again, we try to be machmir like the shita of Rebbe, lechadchila, like the Shulchan Aruch quoted both opinions, and we try to be machmir like Rebbe, who says even just adding it in, the lush applies even when the flour and the substances are added to the water, even without any kneading. But again, if there's no other alternative, one can add a liquid with a shinui based on Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Again, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who says that stage one isn't even lush, and if you do that with a shinui, so then it for sure would be okay. So let's say you can't make something before Shabbos. It'll spoil. You have to make it for a child. So the Taz says one can make it on Shabbos. But again, do it with a shinui. The Taz, source number 30, Kivan de'efsha laso zebe'er of Shabbos, de miskalkel talmo shel etznon. So you could shavkua ikar al hilchasa, go like me'ikar adin, da'alacha le'kabisar of Yehuda. Don't mix it with a strong koach, or just shake it in the kli. The Chazon Ish, preparing baby cereal. You can't prepare it before Shabbos. Sometimes you put it in the fridge; it's going to be cold. You have to make it right away with maybe even lukewarm water. So how do you prepare? So the Chazon Ish says even there, even in the case maybe of Blila Ava. Even if it's Blila Ava, again, it's always better Blila Racha. Blila Racha, because at most it's a Darabanan, and try to make everything Blila Racha, more liquidy. But in certain dire situations where, you know, one needs it, this is the only thing a baby eats, then even a Blila Ava, with not a Blila Ava straight out, That's a malacha daraisa. That's a pikuach nevesh. But a blila ave with shinui. Because again, maybe that ruins the whole tzura of malacha. Shinui is going to make it at most a drabanan. And maybe if it removes the whole tzura of lash, then it would be mutter. And that's what the Chazon Ish says in 31. When you're crushing fruit and you're adding some lemon juice, there's no issue of schita. We discussed it of lash because it is mashke abala ochel. You're squeezing the liquid onto a solid, therefore there's no issue there. Kivish akocha kevish mazonas atino kish lahakel kitas rova poskim. What can be mako like the rova poskim? Like as long as you don't use it you don't do it in the normal way. And there are chashavas summarizes some of these halachas here on page 132. Amnam yesh mikrim b'hem hekelu aposkim shlo lachash l'shita anal hasoveres. Some say that in certain cases of need, we're not to be choshish for the shita that says just adding the liquid to the solid is going to be a problem, and therefore it will be mutter l'chein daim yasashini begibul. Only stage two is kneading, and if you do a shinui, then that would be okay. Even in certain cases, again, if push comes to shove, by blila ava. Amnam katsu aposkim to gamba mikrim elu tov laso shini gamba seidim nesidim samayim lekemach. But should try to do as many shinuis as possible. Put the opposite item in first. Ma'achol she'efshal lachina me'erev Shabbos. You can't prepare by Erev Shabbos because time on miskalkel, like the Taz. Then you could use shinuyim in the order and the way that you mix it. Mix it with a finger, mix it with shasiva arev. Right? That's cases where it will be ruined on Erev Shabbos. Or somebody's making tzorach machal hatinok. Right? Or other types of cases, maybe even blila of it. Okay. Other types of shinuyim, besides the one mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara mentioned the order, but the Gemara also in Kufnun Vav suggests other types of shinuyim, shesi va'arev, mina'aro l'kli, maybe pouring it from one kli to another kli could also be a type of shinui. If I mix it very gently, that also is not something that is normally done. That's the Shabbos Daf Kufmem, lo yitrof ela ma'arev. Just mix it gently, the mustard and the honey. One can mix it gently. So all these are different types of shinuyim that are used that we should use. The Archa Shabbos towards the end summarizes some of these shinuyim as the sources were mentioned here on page 135, 136. And he mentions shini begibul yitachin bofanim aboim. He quotes different ideas. Lisha b'shesi va'arif. Back and forth, crisscross, and not in circles. Shelo ya'ariv es ha'isa kedarko, ala yachnes es ha'kaf l'tochat ha'roves, v'yavir osa pamachas, shesi pamachas ariv. One direction, the other direction. Take it out each time in between l'chadchila. Lisha ma'at ma'at, small amounts. Hamachal asher agilos l'chino b'kamus meruba, yalush b'menu b'chol pam kamus mu'etes. Do a small amount. That's a little tricky because sometimes, as the Archa Shabbos says, what's the regular amount? Sometimes you're just making it for your own meal, so that's a tricky one to rely on. So we try to do with the other shinuyim in terms of how to knead. If you look in the end of this shir on lush, he talks about the idea of amounts. He gets into issues of chatzi shir. There's no chatzi shir by the malacha of lush. Okay, so lamaisa, let's take everything that we've done and bring a lamaisa. Two cases, practical examples of lush, starting on page 137. Making mayonnaise on Shabbos. Sometimes people like to mix together mayonnaise. If one is going to end up with a very liquidy mayonnaise, like dripping, there's no issue. There's no issue of lush. Anything that's going to end up as a liquid, so then it's going to be thinner than you started off with. I know some people like to mix ketchup with oil. Anything that's going to end up thin, so then that's not a problem. But here, one is the Gemara mentioned before about mixing mustard and honey, but one shouldn't beat it in a forceful way. The Shmir Shabbos says when one is making mayonnaise, one should try to do that before Shabbos. But Rav Avadia assumes that it is okay as long as one does it right before eating and one doesn't mix bekoach. One does a shinoi. Fine. Baby food. We mentioned baby food. The best to do is belila racha. If somebody could do it in a more liquidy, pourable form, that at most it's a derabanan, and then you use a shinui. If one can't, the baby won't eat it. And this is what the baby eats. And the Chazanish, as we saw before, and the Aruch HaShabbos quotes it here, then even by Blila Ava, there is some type of heter if one does it in a shinui way. Unless, he says, if there's bread inside. He's against the bread being in, involved in the mixture. Because of a Chazanish, the Aruch HaShabbos says now in 41, Shlatzarach Achanes Machalam Latinok Efshel Lohakel Kishitas Rav Poskim. Rav Poskim who say that stage one is not a malacha, and then Mutar Lachan Avuro Machalam Apa Lila Ava Adesha Osa Shinu Begibul. Stage one is nothing, and stage two, you do a shinui. Habalar mitz banana murusekes or betapuach, whatever it is you're making for the child, just use it, use a shinui. And again, one should really try not to do that if one doesn't need to. What about a powdered milk? So again, if somebody's powdered anything, if it's going to end up as a liquid, there's for sure not a problem. It's all liquid. That's what the Shmir Shabbos says in 42. Somebody's making a chocolate milk. Somebody's making anything with choco powder or anything that iced tea. So then with a mix, so then for sure, that's not a problem. It's all liquid. That's not even blila racha. That's nothing. That's liquid. Good. Rav Ribiat is the one that talks about chocolate milk on the next page. Tchina. There are those that like to take raw tchina, tchina gomit, and mix it, and it ends up being more liquid, more liquidy than he started. So l'chora, that should be mutter, because that's all the opposite of what lush is. Lush is making something thicker, and here it's the opposite of making a thick substance thinner. So l'chora, it shouldn't be a problem. The Shmir Shabbos thinks that one should still use a shinui, because first it becomes thicker, and then it becomes thinner. So the key is just to pour it all in right away, all the ingredients together, and then if one does that, then one avoids an initial thicker mixture. But again, that's what the Shmir Shabbos is worried about in 45. Ein lahaksev b'Shabbos chino gomit, umachal delil shel kinios. You shouldn't do that because it becomes aveh, and then it becomes racha. Ulam b'shat hatzorach, em yishpoch mitchila, it's called a mashkin. If one pours all the liquid in right away, ba'ofan shelo tisaveh b'chal ablila aveh, then it is mutter in that case. Also, Moshe Levi, the Menuchas Ava, also says that's mutter. But again, try to do a shinui. Try to do a shinui. Others say that you don't even have to do a shinui, but that's in terms of tchina. What about making pudding or jello on Shabbos? So again, if it's belila racha, so then just use a shinui. If you need to do this, again, everything's better to do before Shabbos. But if you need to do this, Ramosha says that if it's thick, it's belila av is going to be a problem. What has potato flakes or potato powder, instant mashed potatoes, ends up being thick, that's a problem. That's a problem. It's belila ava. So really, we try not to make that. If there's a real tsara gadol, so then one can make it with a shinoi, but one really should try not to. That's what the Rav Moshe and then the Rav Rimon also, they bring here, discusses that, again, as long as you add in a lot of water initially so it never gets to the stage of lila afa, that would be okay. The Shmir Shabbos thinks that, based on a different Shulchan Aruch, that by the powders, it's even a thin mixture could be a problem because it coalesces very easily, and the first second that it touches, it's mamish thick. It's not just like flour where slowly it starts coming together, and then you knead it, then it finishes the process. Here, by some of these instant powders, it coalesces the first second, this fusion made, and therefore maybe that would be more chomor. But, you know, not everyone, others say that it depends what the final product is. Rav Avadia even allows jello to be made. Other poskim say maybe that's an issue of molid or nolad, as we discussed back in the malacha of squeezing and ice cubes in dash. But the Chazon Avadi here in 52, he says the initial mixture is only liquidy, and then memela it becomes thicker a few minutes later, and then the rest happens in the refrigerator. So it's a nolad molid issue. So he assumes that you might be able to do jello, but again, that's a chiddush. Not everybody agrees to that. Spreads, mixing spreads, we have that on page 143. So, meaning, what if you have two thick items? So is there going to be lush by two thick items? Usually, lush requires solid with a liquid medium. So Shmir Shabbos assumes maybe it could apply even to thicker items, but the Archa Shabbos, which is most based on Rav Moshe, assumes that no. Says the Archa Shabbos, page 50, source 54, on page 144, Shari Matsinu Isser Lisha Elabinosi in Mashke, Oshar Chomer Hamadabik Bekemach. It's only when there's liquid that's added to a solid. Right, that's it. Avominolon Lesser Irif Shoshte Isos, Asher Imbam Kibus Chalakim Klal. I don't think if it's the same consistency, I don't think there's any Lisha. And finally, the classic Shalashudis preparations. Eggplant salad, vegetable, tuna, egg salad. So eggplant salad, the Archa Shabbos says, it's lechora, not a problem. It is a problem because it's considered thick if it's eggplant and should be made only before Shabbos. If you made it before Shabbos and the oil rose to the top, as we saw before by the peanut butter, that's okay, because that's already a mixture from before Shabbos. That's chatzilim. The Archa Shabbos says, if you have this salad chatzilim from beforehand, so then you're allowed to mix it. Mutter lachzer la'ariv as hashem in basalat. That's not Isser of Lisha, because it's already part of the mixture. What about by, let's say, vegetable salad, as we saw, Israeli salad, that's not a problem. There are big pieces there. And in the footnote, that's coleslaw, potato salad. You see the pieces there. They're big pieces, and lechora, that is not a problem. Tuna and egg salad is more of an issue, because if you use that with, you add some type of oil as a binder, or you add mayonnaise, so that should really be done with a shinoi. If one could make the tuna and the egg salad before Shabbos, that's best. But if not, so then do a shinui, whatever you put in first. Usually I would say people put in the tuna fish before the mayonnaise. So you put the mayonnaise in first and then put in the tuna. You put some oil in the bowl first and then you put in the egg salad. Just use a shinui and that would be okay. Says the Shabbos Kitchen, it chopped egg or tuna salad may be combined with mayonnaise in the usual order. However, I take it back, by the mayonnaise case. Because there, even Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, who says stage one is usher, that's only where there is a liquid that starts the bonding. Mayonnaise does nothing at stage one. You put mayonnaise into tuna, nothing happens unless you start mixing it. So therefore, regarding the mayonnaise, the oil and the egg salad, fine. But the mayonnaise, that there's no shinui needed there. But the second stage is, however, it must be mixed with crisscross strokes or with a bare hand. Mixing with a knife or with a handle of a utensil is not permitted. Right? The Shabbos Kitchen assumes that is still normal. Same holds true when adding egg or tuna, vegetable bits into a completed salad. The new pieces only crisscross if they're tiny little pieces. But if they're bigger pieces, like a regular Israeli salad, then there wouldn't be any malacha of lush. Okay, Rabosai, this took us through lush. So we did Borer, Tochen, and Lush. Those are really a unit. This takes us through third shiur in this volume. Hashem, we continue next time with other food preparation ideas and malachas.